light can open your eyes. One book can open your world. Knowledge gives you power. Read and rise higher.
Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Five Love Languages presents a simple yet transformative framework for understanding how people give and receive love. Gary Chapman distills decades of counseling into five core languages that meet emotional needs in distinct ways. Rather than offering quick fixes, the book explains why romance often fades after the initial infatuation stage and shows how deliberate choices can nurture connection for the long term. Readers learn how words, time, service, gifts, and touch carry different meanings for different people, and why mismatched efforts can leave partners feeling unseen despite sincere intentions. With clear stories, practical exercises, and assessment prompts, Chapman equips couples to decode each other, prevent resentment, and rebuild intimacy. Whether you are dating, newly married, or decades into a partnership, this guide offers a shared vocabulary and actionable steps to fill each other's emotional tank, resolve conflicts more kindly, and make love last with consistent, meaningful habits. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the Five Love Languages framework. Chapman identifies five distinct ways people experience love most deeply. Words of affirmation uplift through praise, encouragement, and kind communication. Acts of service demonstrate care through helpful actions that reduce burdens. Receiving gifts symbolizes thought and presence through meaningful tokens, not extravagance. Quality time prioritizes undivided attention, shared activities, and attentive listening. Physical touch communicates comfort, safety, and affection through appropriate contact. The core insight is that most people have a primary and secondary language, and feeling loved depends on receiving love in that language consistently. When partners speak different languages, good intentions can miss the mark, leading to frustration and distance. The framework gives couples a map to translate effort into the form that matters most. It also validates that neither language is superior. By learning to speak a partner's language, love becomes a daily practice that strengthens commitment, rebuilds trust, and sustains closeness through changing seasons. Secondly, discovering primary languages and common missteps. The book provides questions, reflections, and an assessment to uncover your primary love language and your partner's. Chapman advises observing what your partner requests most, what they complain about most, and how they express love to you, since people often give the language they hope to receive. Common missteps include assuming similarities, believing love should be obvious, and repeating your own language louder rather than switching to theirs. For example, someone who values acts of service may keep doing chores while their partner longs for quality time and hears the message that tasks matter more than connection. Another pitfall is discounting a partner's language because it feels unnatural or trivial. Chapman reframes this as learning a second language for the sake of the relationship. Curiosity, not judgment, moves couples from mind reading and disappointment to clear requests, realistic expectations, and a shared plan to meet emotional needs more reliably. Thirdly, filling the love tank and sustaining commitment. A central metaphor in the book is the emotional love tank. When it is full, partners feel secure, generous, and resilient. When it is depleted, small conflicts escalate and goodwill evaporates. Chapman shows how daily deposits in a partner's primary language prevent chronic neglect and reduce the need to keep score. He contrasts the falling in love stage, driven by chemistry and novelty, with mature love, which is a series of chosen, consistent behaviors aligned with the other person's needs. The book offers routines to keep the tank full, such as scheduled quality time rituals, touch points throughout the day, service habits, intentional affirmations, and thoughtful gifting traditions. Importantly, fuel types must match the engine. 10 hours of errands will not replace 20 minutes of undivided attention for someone whose language is quality time. By measuring progress through emotional impact rather than effort, couples build a sustainable rhythm that restores warmth and commitment. Fourthly, Translating across languages and dialects, Chapman explains that each language has dialects, and specificity matters. Words of affirmation can include praise for character, appreciation for effort, or empathy for struggles. Quality time can mean deep conversation for one person or shared adventures for another. Physical touch may be most meaningful as a hug after work, holding hands in public, or comforting touch during stress. Effective translation requires asking what gestures land best and noticing timing, tone, and context. The book also addresses resistance, such as discomfort with touch due to past experiences, or skepticism about gifts due to family norms. Chapman recommends gradual, safe, and respectful approaches that honor boundaries while still communicating love. When partners treat differences as a translation challenge rather than a personality flaw, they reduce defensiveness. The practice becomes an ongoing loop of feedback, experimentation, and refinement, turning vague demands for more love into practical, repeatable actions that resonate. Lastly, practical tools for couples, parents, and singles. Beyond couples, Chapman extends the framework to parenting, friendships, and self-awareness. Parents can observe a child's natural bids for connection and respond with matching languages, building security and cooperation. In friendships and workplaces, the concept informs appreciation and morale, though boundaries and appropriateness guide how touch or gifts are used. The book includes conversation starters, weekly planning templates, apology guidance, and conflict tips that align with each language. For instance, apologies may land better when coupled with the partner's language, such as an affirming note, a corrective act of service, or quality time to process. The framework also supports self-care by encouraging individuals to meet their own language needs when a partner is unavailable, reducing resentment. For long-distance relationships, Chapman suggests scheduled time windows, care packages, written affirmations, and creative touch substitutes like soothing rituals. These practical tools empower readers to build habits that keep love visible and felt in everyday life. In conclusion, The Five Love Languages is ideal for couples at any stage, individuals preparing for partnership, and families seeking a common approach to emotional connection. It benefits those who feel stuck giving a lot but not feeling seen, or who sense love has faded under daily pressures. The book stands out because it translates abstract advice into a clear, memorable framework with concrete actions that can be personalized. Instead of guessing what should work, you learn what actually works for your partner and how to deliver it consistently. Applying the languages fills the emotional tank, reduces conflict, and restores warmth without demanding personality overhauls. You should choose this book over others because it provides a shared vocabulary that partners can use right away, supported by simple assessments, everyday routines, and real-world examples. The result is practical, sustainable change that protects your most important relationship and enhances your overall well-being. If you would like to support Gary Chapman, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.
1 minute can open your eyes. One book can open your world. Knowledge gives you power.